Interesting point. I wonder how the weasel frog's ancestors did evolve their elbow joint. I'm not a specialist in weasel frogs. I'll have to go to the university library and take a look. Might make an interesting project for a graduate student.
The moment a scientist said something like that, and long before the student began the project, the default conclusion would become a headline in a creationist pamphlet.
Weasel frog could only have been designed by God.
There is then an unfortunate hook-up between science's methodological need to seek out areas of ignorance in order to target research, and ID's need to seek out areas of ignorance in order to claim victory by default. It is precisely the fact that ID has no evidence of its own, but thrives like a weed in gaps left by scientific knowledge, that sits uneasily with science's need to identify and proclaim the very same gaps as a prelude to researching them. In this respect, science finds itself in alliance with sophisticated theologians like Bonhoeffer, united against the common enemies of naive, populist theology and the gap theology of intelligent design. The creationists' love affair with gaps in the fossil record symbolizes their whole gap theology. I once introduced a chapter on the so-called Cambrian explosion with the sentence, "It is as though the fossils were placed there without any evolutionary history." Again, this was a rhetorical overture intended to whet the reader's appetite for the full explanation that was to follow. Sad hindsight tells me now how predictable it was that my patient explanation would be excised, and my overture itself gleefully quoted out of context. Creationists adore gaps in the fossil record, just as they adore gaps generally.
Many evolutionary transitions are elegantly documented by more or less continuous series of gradually changing intermediate fossils. Some are not, and these are the famous gaps. Michael Shermer has wittily pointed out that if a new fossil discovery neatly bisects a gap, the creationist will declare that there are now twice as many gaps. But in any case, note yet again the unwarranted use of a default. If there are no fossils to document a postulated evolutionary transition, the default assumption is that there was no evolutionary transition, therefore God must have intervened. It is utterly illogical to demand complete documentation of every step of any narrative, whether in evolution or any other science. You might as well demand, before convicting somebody of murder, a complete cinematic record of the murderer's every step leading up to the crime, with no missing frames. Only a tiny fraction of corpses fossilize, and we're lucky to have as many intermediate fossils as we do. We could easily have had no fossils at all, and still the evidence for evolution from other sources, such as molecular genetics and geographical distribution, would be overwhelmingly strong. On the other hand, evolution makes the strong prediction that if a single fossil turned up in the wrong geological stratum, the theory would be blown out of the water. When challenged by a zealous Popperian to say how evolution could ever be falsified, J.B.S. Haldane famously growled,
"Fossil rabbits in the Precambrian."
No such anachronistic fossils have ever been authentically found, despite discredited creationist legends of human skulls in the coal measures and human footprints interspersed with dinosaurs. Gaps, by default in the mind of the creationist, are filled by God. The same applies to all apparent precipices on the massif of Mount Improbable, where the graded slope is not immediately obvious or is otherwise overlooked. Areas where there is a lack of data or a lack of understanding are automatically assumed to belong, by default, to God. The speedy resort to a dramatic proclamation of irreducible complexity represents a failure of the imagination. Some biological organ, if not an eye, then a bacterial flagella motor or a biochemical pathway, is decreed, without further argument, to be irreducibly complex. No attempt is made to demonstrate irreducible complexity. Notwithstanding the cautionary tales of eyes, wings, and many other things, each new candidate for the dubious accolade is assumed to be transparently, self-evidently, irreducibly complex, its status asserted by fiat. But think about it. Since irreducible complexity is being deployed as an argument for design, it should no more be asserted by fiat than design itself. You might as well simply assert that the weasel frog, bombardier beetle, etc., demonstrates design without further argument or justification. That is no way to do science.
The logic turns out to be no more convincing than this.
I, insert own name, am personally unable to think of any way in which, insert biological phenomenon,